Welcome to day 27 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 85. You, Lord, showed favour to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Saviour, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servant. But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. As I read this psalm, I can almost imagine the psalmist going through something of a journey. Between the verses of 4 to 7, the psalmist pours his or her heart out before God with all manner of searching questions as to why the circumstances they find themselves in have become so desperate, and where is God in it all? But with all of that out, the psalmist then chooses simply to listen. Verse 8, I will listen to what God the Lord says. And in that place of listening, with a heart that has become quiet before God, the psalmist can hear, can sense what it is that God wishes to do. He promises peace to his people. And it seems to me that the journey that this psalmist is on is a journey towards discovering that God wishes to partner with humanity in bringing about a new heaven and a new earth. Verse 11 says, faithfulness springs forth from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven. And this speaks to me of this partnership of humanity's faithfulness reaching up to meet God's righteousness as it reaches down to bring renewal to a broken world. And so, where today, where might we find ourselves able to partner with God, extending up with our faithfulness to take hold of his righteousness as it reaches down? Where are the opportunities for you today to be faithful in partnering with God? May we pray. Father God, would you help us to see those moments where we can serve in faithfulness, reaching out to take hold of your hand, to journey through this life with you, partnering with you in the renewing of your world. Amen.